Chapter 5. When Benham was already 17, and, as he supposed, hardened against his fear of beasts, his friend Prothero gave him an account of the killing of an old laboring man by a stallion which had escaped out of its stable. The beast had careered across a field, leapt a hedge, and come upon its victim suddenly. He had run a few paces and stopped, trying to defend his head with the horse rearing over him. It beat him down with two swift blows of its four hoofs, one, two, lifted him up in its long yellow teeth, and worried him as a terrier does a rat. The poor old wretch was still able to make a bleating sound at that, dropped him, trampled and kicked him as he tried to crawl away, and went on trampling and battering him until he was no more than a bloody inhuman bundle of clothes and mire. For more than half an hour this continued, and then its animal rage was exhausted and it desisted, and went and grazed at a little distance from this misshapen, hoof-marked, torn, and muddy remnant of a man. No one, it seems, but a horror-stricken child knew what was happening. This picture of human indignity tortured Benham's imagination much more than it tortured the teller of the tale. It filled him with shame and horror. For 3 or 4 years every detail of that circumstantial narrative seemed unforgettable. A little lapse from perfect health and the obsession returned. He could not endure the neighing of horses. When he saw horses galloping in a field with him, his heart stood still. And all his life thereafter he hated horses. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.